Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. More than 6,000 delegates to the Democratic State Convention have spoken. Jay Gonzalez is their endorsed candidate for governor of Massachusetts. Bob Massey received enough support to also appear on the primary ballot in September. And the delegates produced something of a surprise in the Secretary of State's race. To talk about all of this, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks and State House reporter Steve Brown join us. They were at the convention held in Worcester's DCU Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Sharon.
And good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon.
Anthony, let's start with the governor's race. Gonzalez was a member of Governor Deval Patrick's administration, and yesterday he had no problem securing the nomination over activist Bob Massey?
That's right. Gonzalez won in his party's endorsement in a bit of a landslide. He took 70% of the delegate vote. And in a way, this wasn't surprising. His campaign predicted this win. Gonzalez, although he's a first-time candidate, he's pretty well connected to party regulars, and his campaign worked very hard to secure this win. Both Democrats have been struggling for visibility, and the Gonzalez campaign really wanted this because they see it as the best way to gain bragging rights and really try to shift the narrative around the campaign. The case that Gonzalez made to delegates is that he's in the best position to beat Charlie Baker in the fall. Like Bob Massey, he's a progressive, but he argues that in addition to that, he's had this valuable experience getting things done in the Patrick administration. And I think proving that he could put together a campaign to win the convention vote was a kind of proof that he can be successful. And in his speech to delegates, he claimed that he was undaunted by Baker's big advantage in the polls.
Don't believe all the insiders who say Baker can't be beat. The media and the special interests and the pundits don't decide who our governor's going to be. We decide. We decide.
And Sharon, as you know, the latest WBUR poll suggests that Gonzalez still has a pretty steep hill to climb. Our poll found that a majority of voters still hadn't heard of Gonzalez or Massey. But Gonzalez says that's because he's been focused on the convention. Now we're in a new phase of the campaign, and he'll be spreading his message to a larger audience.
And Bob Massey is still on the ballot. So how is he spinning yesterday's results?
Well, Bob Massey says he got from the convention what he needed. He won 30% of the vote. He needed 15 to get on the primary ballot. So he says he's satisfied with that. He had predicted that Gonzalez would win, saying Gonzalez is better connected to party insiders. So Massey casts himself as the true progressive and the outsider. And yesterday, he said he would be the people's governor in his speech to delegates and attacked Governor Baker for not standing up to President Trump.
Charlie Baker is not Trump. He does not say hurtful things. It is what he does not say that shows the emptiness of his heart and the lack of his spine.
So we'll see. Bob Massey says he's going to continue on. He's low on cash, but he's going to continue on as the outsider in this race.
And Steve, in the lieutenant governor's race, delegates endorsed a first-time candidate.
Yes, they did. It's Quentin Palfrey. He got the endorsement for lieutenant governor. Palfrey was an advisor to former President Barack Obama. And at one time, he worked in the attorney general's office under Martha Coakley. He built another first-time candidate, political humorist Jimmy Tingle, who really seemed to energize the delegates with his speech yesterday. Tingle still secured enough votes to appear on the September ballot.
And Steve, the Secretary of State's race is hotly contested and yesterday did produce a result that seems like it might be symbolic.
Yeah, it is a hotly contested race. Secretary of State Bill Galvin is being challenged by Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim. Now, the last time that an incumbent Democrat was rejected at the Democratic Convention was way back in 1982 when Mike Dukakis got the endorsement over Red King. I think that was one of the first conventions I covered. Zakim came into the hall yesterday. He was well-organized compared to Galvin. With one exception, Galvin has never faced a primary challenge since becoming Secretary of State back in 1995. His campaigning style seems like a throwback to a different era. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, this can be also seen as a generational split. which is taking place in politics today, millennials versus baby boomers. Zakim says the office needs some new ideas to match the way people live today. Galvin accuses Zakim of just using this race as a stepping stone to higher office. There was some confusion over the vote count yesterday, but when it was all over, Zakim came out on top, 55% to Galvin's 45%.
And Josh Zakim and Bill Galvin will both be on the primary ballot. What were they both saying after the vote?
Well, as you might expect, Zakim was very pleased with how things went.
I've kept this as positive as we can, talking about what we want to do in the secretary's office, talking about the changes we want to make. If Secretary Galvin wants to make this about personal attacks, I think that's unfortunate, but I look forward to continuing talking directly to the voters as we did here today and as we will for the next 3 months before the September 4th primary.
Now, we didn't get to hear from Bill Galvin after the votes had been tallied. He left the building before the results were announced. Still, this doesn't mean that Galvin's out. The endorsement merely gives a candidate boasting rights. They still have to win the September primary.
Anthony, having spent the day in Worcester, what would you say is the mood of the delegates, especially given those polling numbers for Governor Baker and given the Trump presidency?
Well, conventions are always a time for cheerleading and optimism, and there was a lot of that yesterday. I mean, this, after all, is the party faithful. They're fired up, particularly in this age of President Trump. And I saw a lot of that yesterday. I saw a lot of it during the caucuses this past winter. It was certainly on display yesterday in Worcester, where more than 20% of the delegates were first-time delegates. So that tells you something about the mood. All the candidates focused their fire on President Trump, and as we heard, some tried to connect Baker to Trump. But beating the most popular governor in the nation will be tough. But here's how Michael Connolly framed it. He's a state rep from Cambridge who supported Gonzalez and says Baker can be beaten. And he points to the defeat 2 years ago of Question 2, which would have raised the cap on charter schools and was supported by Governor Baker. At the beginning of the summer, it had a lot of support, but then things changed.
And then as the summer moved into fall and a real grassroots statewide campaign organized around that question, we absolutely flipped those numbers in the other direction. And so my expectation is, as we move into the fall with Elizabeth Warren on the ticket, with things like the Fair Share Amendment on the ticket, I absolutely believe the Democrats can win the race.
So, Sharon, that's the optimistic take. But it has to be said, Baker remains very popular across the state, even among lots of Democrats. And with a $12 million war chest between him and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido, it's going to be a big challenge for the Democrat who eventually wins the nomination.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thank you.
Thank you.
And our State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Sharon.
This is 90.9 WBUR.